I decided to do a video diary for today because it's 4th of July celebration. I think you can hear it outside, probably on the video right now. You can hear the fireworks outside downtown, and I'm just decided to do a video diary for this day because honestly, my family all went out for 4th of, like they all went out for 4th of July celebrations. They left me alone in this house. I'm pretty sure my older brother went with them. Pretty sure that I'm alone in the house. Just kind of a relief, really, but it's also sad because they just, you know, they didn't communicate about it at all to me. So they clearly didn't want me to be with them on 4th of July, being transgender out of the closet. Which they find shameful, in that my older brother beats me for being out of the closet. He beats me in front of them. So I'm just getting video footage, or just getting a video diary right now in general about the sort of emotion around that in my mind. I'm like, or whatever, but just general emotion. Being that rejected by your own family while you're living in their house. That rejection of any acceptance of you. It's not only that they left me to be by myself, and obviously they have no tolerance of me. It's not just that they left me to wallow in whatever self-pity right now. It's not just that, it's the fact that they basically, they left me in this house with no air conditioning. It's hot, it's sweltering. The only reason I even have a coat on right now, or I guess a sweater. The only reason I have a sweater on is because I get cold really easily from psoriasis. So it's really difficult for me to actually be in hot weather, for the ironic reason that anytime I'm in a cool setting or suddenly, you know, windy outside or anything like that, I get really cold really fast. Like, it feels like the temperature dropped 25 degrees because psoriasis reacts to all climate shifts. And we live in a climate where it's always shifty, the weather in general. And it's hot and humid like it normally is at the beginning of July. It's really hot and humid, so I shouldn't even be wearing this, but I'm wearing it because I get cold really easily. I mean, I get hot really easily in this house, but I get cold really easily, and it's just crazy. I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. I sure hope they took my brother with them, because I don't want to be too loud. I don't know. I'm sad. I just don't know. But I hear the fireworks out there, and I'm like, I've consistently gone to 4th of July stuff most years, even without a car. My license suspended as far back as 2015. So even without an unsuspended license the past, 4 years now, I guess. Like, this is the only 4th of July I've missed that I can think of. I've always been able to go, or at least always had a way there. My dad driving me places, so I don't know, it's very frustrating that when you have a family that's that dysfunctional, that they do not communicate with you, and when they do communicate with you, it's verbally abusive to such an extreme that they don't care that they're yelling and shouting causes your body to basically erupt in blood all over the skin from psoriasis, and they know it's caused from stress factors like getting shouted out. Like crazy. So all that trauma, all that traumatizing experience, that was their choice. It wasn't from ignorance of what it does. They wanted to fix me, to make me a man. And it's wrong. So anyway, I decided to get a video diary today about how awful my family is. You know, during 4th of July celebrations, they all run off together, all knowing I'm beating the house, and even though, you know, I'm not getting beat down, you know, at this moment. So, ooh, whatever, in their mind. Even so, I'm burning up because they refuse to have AC in this house. I have to rely on a fan in my bedroom. Like, I have, like, a stand-up fan. on full blast that I have to stand in front of and get hot air blown on me to find any circulation. In a hot, humid house, it might as well be a freaking, it just might as well be a jungle in this house, it's sad, or like a greenhouse. It's sad. The humidity in here is extreme. I'm probably slightly sweating, but anyway, I'll take this coat off after I get to throw up this video, I guess. Ugh. So, I don't know. Just getting a video on this day, because that's awful, and I don't know. And just to... just with that fireworks in the background that I hear over there. It's sad. Happy 4th of July, I guess.